All right, soul travel, the ability to travel in with your soul outside the body, astral travel. I also have interviewed endless numbers of really good people on this subject, and they claim absolutely soul travel, astral travel is real, and you agree with that, it's real, right?
Well, there's,
or not.
There, I agree in that there's travel in this, but there's two methods of this. One is self-willed travel, that is, let's say you want to be a sorcerer and you want to go from point A to point B doing your will.
Yes.
Okay, that's one thing, that's astral travel. But when you're talking about, say, being a servant of God and going in the spirit where he takes you, then that's soul travel or spirit travel, traveling in the spirit. For example, when John traveled through time to view Revelation, let's say, when he was writing down the book of Revelation, he traveled in the spirit. And then he wrote down what he saw in the past tense. Because he had seen it, so he traveled. A good friend of mine traveled to this this Dulce base at the will of the Lord to dislodge the souls, in other words, to liberate the souls from, he said there were thousands of people kept captive down there.
At Dulce?
At Dulce.
By our government? Or
I don't know.
Aliens or representatives of the dark side, more likely, I guess you would think?
That's a subject of inquiry now. That's a service that we're doing with Dulce. And he ministered in the spirit to those souls to leave those bodies that they have, locked up in cages and some experiments. And he said some were used as food for these hybrid or alien beings. And
What? That wait a minute, that we fed human souls to aliens?
Not human souls, but that the
human bodies,
the experiments that were done, let's say, I said, well, what happens when they're done with an experiment? Say
yes.
You do a genetic experiment on a human body and you make some abomination. What do they do with it?
Yes.
They grind it up for food and they eat it.
Oh.
So anyway, I said, well, so what did you do? He said he went there and preached to them the about God and about the liberation, and they all left. And I said, well, then they left husks down there. So what does that mean?
Husks.
Are there just a bunch of husks down in Dulce? They're not actually
right.
People with souls anymore.
Empty containers.
Empty containers now, and that was the work that we've been doing. And I had been involved in something similar to that. Earlier. Anyway,
are you aware of whether our government is intermixed and mingled in all of this in some way?
Well, you can't say who's the government. I mean, you have the government you see on TV. I doubt they're down there, right? Then you have this so-called shadow government.
Yes.
And people say that, there are certain military wing, factions of the military and other things. We've had testimony from people who had been in a shootout down there with...
So you're not blaming all this on George Bush, right?
No.
All right.
No, we pray
so this
George.
Would only be the shadow government.
I just, if you're caught up in that whole thing, boy, that's a conundrum. That, again, you're in a spiritual position of evil, and who knows where all that's going to lead. And what is involved with this Dulce thing? I was given a prophecy about this, about... Someone was talking about an alien invasion or a fake rapture with
yes.
the aliens
yes.
coming up. And I was shown just 2 days ago a vision of how, of an invasion, but it was an internal invasion. It would begin in dreams. People would start having dreams now of these beings. And they would have dream abductions and dream experiences. And those could be very harsh with these entities because...
Only you're saying these really aren't dreams. These really are abductions.
No, they're dreams. But the purpose of the invasion coming in dreams first is to get permission from people to be taken.
That old free will thing.
Right, and so now they're going to start. This oppression is going to be terrible. It's involving perhaps half the planet, and many people are going to start having these collective alien dreams. And they could also be couched in other terms. In other words, it doesn't have to be like aliens with bug eyes and ships and all that.
And all of this just hit you 2 days ago.
This was Well, there's a lot to this, Art. I think that one of my purpose at this point is to fight this whole thing in the spirit, and I'm a spiritual warrior, so I fight that particular aspect of human oppression, which is the, and I put in big quotes, the alien situation,
mm-hmm.
because it's quite a mystery. But in the spirit, it's no mystery. It's the oppression and enslaving of human beings, and I'm very against that. So we fight that. Anyway, prophetically, I'm warning people that if you start having these kinds of dreams, seek God, and seek Him in this way. Don't just say, oh, please fix this. I'm having nightmares,
mm-hmm.
you know, or precursors of more horrible things to come. You know, maybe I've been going the wrong way in life, but Father, could you just carry me along or just show me something? I'm going to just lay myself open to you, you know, submit, give up, you know, lay back. Don't engage your will, but ask in earnest to be helped with this. Because
that's the only way it's going to stop.
If you want to put God in a box and ask Him questions based on answers you want to get, nothing's going to happen there. It's going to be, God's not going to be put in a box, and He may not deal with you the way you want to be dealt with.